Okay, let me call the meeting to order. The first item on our agenda is to adopt the agenda. Chair will entertain a motion to adopt today's agenda.
Second.
Okay. I'll wait a second here for Sharon. Who do we have on the phone?
Deborah Olson.
Deborah.
James Joy.
Okay, so we have two on the phone. Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the agenda. Because we have people on the phone, we need to have a roll call vote. Clerk will call the roll.
Chair Stinson?
Aye.
Boyle?
Aye.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Metzen? Myrie?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Hugh?
Yes.
Kristoff?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmes?
Aye.
Witte?
Aye.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is to adopt the minutes from the March 10th meeting. I'll entertain a motion for adopting the minutes, or we can have some discussion if there's concern about the minutes.
Tom, do we have the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Here.
A second.
Are they in here?
They should be in your folder.
Thank you.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the minutes. Is there any discussion? Okay. Clerk can call the roll.
Chair Stinson?
Aye.
Boyle?
Aye.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Metzen? Myrie?
Aye.
Burleson?
Yes.
Hugh?
Aye.
Kristoff?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmes?
Aye.
Witte?
Aye.
Okay, that brings us to the two main items on our agenda for today. First is the review and approval of the transmittal letter. We spent quite a bit of time on the transmittal letter at our last meeting. It's been drafted and revised since that time. I know one member of the council had some concerns about it, and so I think we need to have some discussion here on it. Mr. Boyle?
I respectfully request that in the letter where it says the committee recommends considering the elimination of per diem, that my vote be recorded just as it was we properly recorded the vote on the prescribed salary. In other words, in the fifth to the last paragraph, would be amended where it says the committee recommends, it should say, the committee recommends by a vote of 12-1 with three members absent the elimination of per diem. And so I would would request that that be incorporated in the transmittal letter so it accurately reflects the extent of the vote.
So could you help point me in the right direction on the report?
We're in the letter. Yes. The bottom, when you go to the end of the letter, go five paragraphs up.
Page four?
Yeah. It says, concerns over the transparency of the current legislative compensation package led the council to recommend, and there I want to say, by a 12-1 vote with three members absent. Just as when we talk about the prescription of salaries, that was adopted by a 13-1 vote with two members absent. I want it to be accurate. I want it to be clear that not everybody in the committee recommended it. And with that, I support the sending of the letter because it's accurate. We'll talk about a minority report later on with the minority. But I would respectfully request that be amended.
I think Mr. Hubinger has passed out some possible language that's slightly different than what you suggested. The 12-1 vote is put in on the next to the last paragraph as part of the paragraph talking about the vote on the actual recommend or prescription.
What does it replace?
It doesn't replace.
Well, I would rather have it in exactly where it's stated, so it's similar in language. I would just like it to have the council recommends by a 12-1 vote with three members absent, just like it is with the prescription of salaries. That's my motion.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Where does it
go? Mr. Chair?
Yes. In the fifth paragraph, last, go up five from the end, and it says the council recommends, and I just want to add the words, by a 12-1 vote with three members absent. Right here.
Right here?
Yeah, fourth paragraph down.
Fourth down.
I go five up, you go four down.
That's
I don't see where we are.
Our
language would read, concerns over the transparency led the council to recommend by a 12-1 vote with three members absent that the Senate and House.
Oh, I got it.
You want to insert a sentence right after the first sentence of
just
that paragraph?
The phrase, recommends by a 12-1 vote with three members
two absent,
absent,
isn't it?
No, it was three, Andre. The last person was off the phone when we did the vote on the...
So, Mr. Chair, just for clarity for the council, Mr. Boyle is moving to recommend on page four, the fourth full paragraph that begins, concerns over the transparency of the current legislative compensation package led the council to recommend by a 12-1 vote with three members absent that the Senate and House consider eliminating per diem.
Okay, is there any more discussion on Mr. Boyle's addition? Okay, clerk can call a roll.
Chair Stinson?
Yeah, aye.
Boyle?
Yes.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Cannon?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Metzen? Myrie?
Aye.
Olson?
Yes.
Pugh?
Aye.
Twistle?
Yes.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Lomas?
Aye.
Whitty?
Aye.
15 aye.
OK,
Okay.
Can I ask for a clarification?
Sure.
Or a question, I guess.
Go ahead.
So we're putting that in that paragraph then. Is the paragraph down below, the one that we started talking about, the description of legislative salaries voted 13 to 1, is that staying in there?
Yes.
Okay. So we just want to reflect both votes basically in the cover letter.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the next to the last paragraph also has the sentence in it that the transmittal letter and report were adopted on a blank vote because we don't know what the vote is yet. But this vote was just on the insertion in that paragraph that begins concerns. Okay. Yes, Greg.
If we're done with that item, I have one other, and this is very much a technical one.
Did you say that the vote carried? Did you say that, that my amendment carried?
Yes.
Half of the members of this council were appointed by Chief Justice Gilday, and I noticed that, and it's probably by statute, we don't mention her in the transmittal letter. Should we list her as at least a copy on the letter so that she's aware of the actions of what we do in our kind of a good point? It seems like an appropriate, fair way.
Good point.
We'll add that.
Okay, are there any other comments or is there any other discussion on the transmittal letter? Mr. McElroy.
Question last time, and I tried to get the benefit of the conversation on page 2 in the fifth paragraph that talks about part-time legislators. Fourth line down, do we need the word part-time? Is that necessary?
I believe it is because it's a citizen-led legislature, unlike Wisconsin has full-time legislators.
Brings me to raise the questions from the presentations of the past legislators. Some said it's full-time for them, some said it's part-time. The chairs of these is full-time. I'm not sure it's clear. And I don't think it detracts anything from taking it out, but just a question.
The National Conference of State Legislatures classifies Minnesota's legislature as a hybrid, kind of a professional part-time legislature. They classify Wisconsin's as a full-time legislature, so somehow they see a difference.
Yeah, and I was just going from the testimony of those that serve.
Mm-hmm.
Is it designated anywhere as part-time or full-time?
In statute? Or
a statute, the Constitution?
No.
Rule?
I think by virtue of the fact that they only work 5 months a year is inherently part-time.
Mm-hmm. Just because they meet, yeah, you're right. They only meet for a portion of the year.
And there's a limit.
I think practically they should be, but I guess it would be better in my world if it were designated officially as a part-time or a full-time or whatever. That describes the actual reality.
I'm fine.
Okay. Are there any other items that anyone wants to bring up? Okay. I'm ready for a motion that the council accepts the transmittal letter for transmitting our results to the appropriate.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Clerk, is there any more discussion? clerk will call the roll.
Chair Stinson?
Aye.
Boyle?
Aye.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Hannon?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Myrie?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pew?
Aye.
Crystal?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmes?
Aye.
Woody?
Aye.
15 aye.
One absent. Okay, the next item on our agenda is review and approve the report that accompanies the transmittal letter. We envision the transmittal letter as being the executive summary of the report and being distributed with distributed as part of the report. That it be available separately on the web, but it would also be the first five pages if you tried to access the report itself. You still have the transmittal letter as we did. Mr. Boyle.
I respectfully request that it's in the materials a minority report, which reflects my position. Because I'm in a two-year term, I may not be at the next meeting, and I think it's important that my explanation procedurally that it's beyond the Constitution and the enabling legislation to review the other legislative compensation of the legislature. In other words, clearly the language of the statute and the amendment is that we prescribe salaries taking those other factors into account, which is what we've done. So my letter concludes, and this of course was all in previous discussions, that it's beyond the enabling legislation, the Constitution, and says that that procedurally and substantively I disagree. And so I would respectfully request that my minority report be put in the materials. It states appropriately that I am a member and this is my minority report. It just reflects my position. And I would appreciate it being put in the report. I'd like that in there. We do have a letter from former Representative Tom Rupavina. In our discussions, Mr. Fox from St. Louis County pointed out that he had a legislator who became a county commissioner, and we have the benefit of his language, somewhat similar to mine. I'm not saying that be adopted. I just like that put in the materials for whatever people want to consider, and I just like my one vote to be explained by a minority report. So do we just vote on that, or do you want to vote on the report or make the motion on the approval of the report and then do an amendment?
I have one quick question, if I may.
Okay.
If the Attorney General's office would weigh in on if we are overstepping our boundaries or not. Mr. Boyle believes that we are. What does the Attorney General's office do?
As we've discussed in the past, I think everyone on the council is aware it has no authority to actually alter any of the other legislative compensation other than to account for it. But as to other recommendations, it's essentially an unsolicited opinion. I don't believe there's any law that precludes including such an opinion in the report.
Thank you.
Mr. Fox?
If Joe is making a motion,
yes.
Does it need a motion and a vote?
Mr. Chair, staff believe it does.
Okay, then I will second that because I think it accurately reflects a position that needs explanation.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that Mr. Boyle be allowed to add a minority report to the appendix of the report of this committee.
But it's this document we have, right?
Yes.
That's the minority report.
Yes.
So I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
Of letting him add his voice to
minority report.
Ms. Myron?
I'd like to just throw it out there for consideration that perhaps for the record for future councils that we add to our own report a one-line sentence that simply says that upon the advice of the Attorney General's office, it was within the ability of the council to make the recommendation regarding the elimination of per diem.
Can we do my issue first?
Of course, yes, but I would like to, as we're discussing both, I don't disagree with your ability to make the report.
I'd like to keep it separate.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion?
I have just a couple of points to make, and one of them sort of follows on what Gloria just said. From conversations we had before about consensus. I have no objection to our minority report, but you know, there is the issue that we talked about for a long time about consensus. The other point that I had that goes with Gloria is the fact that we're kind of going against what the legal counsel says, and you know, what does that say about our faith in, you know, the council that's sitting here with us telling us, you know, how to do our jobs, or, you know, what the council is about. And the third one is actually, not even much of an issue for me. But like I said, when I read this, those are my first two reactions to having a minority report. I have no objection to it, but like I said, those are two thoughts that I had on it.
Is there anybody else that wants to comment?
Well, let me say that I agree with Gloria that we need to say something in the report that says we've been advised by the Attorney General's office, and that responds to the report, because Joe essentially says he believes that what we're doing is illegal, and I think we've been advised that it's not, and I think that's essential to be actually in the report, and we can do them as separate votes as far as I'm concerned, but I think both have to be there. I think Joe should be able to express himself and have his minority report, but I think we ought to reflect the advice we've received from the Attorney General's office.
Any other discussion? Clerk can call the roll.
Chair Stinson?
Aye.
Boyle?
Aye.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Hannon?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Myrie?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pugh?
Aye.
Twistle?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmus?
Aye.
Whitty?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, now, Ms. Myrie, do you have some place that you think that wording should be inserted?
Where will you insert the minority report? As an appendix?
As an appendix.
Ms. Myrie?
I'm looking for the paragraph.
One possible location would be page 6, where the council makes the recommendation. It would be the second paragraph.
Should we should we say something about one member has submitted a minority report or something like that? Yes, you don't think so?
I think I'd just leave it in the appendix.
Well, I think it makes sense. Otherwise, you're stating the defense without explaining why you're saying it.
I'm fine with that. It's fine to reference to his report.
So I will just add the last sentence. One member filed a minority report, and the committee and the committee has an opinion of the Attorney General that their actions are not legal in making this recommendation.
I would just use my language and say one member filed a minority report, comma, which is attached as appendix, whatever it's going to be.
After your sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think really ours is an opinion. It's what the Attorney General stated, right? Factual?
Well, but it's lawyers offer opinions on, I mean, and all often have differences.
Right,
yeah, opposite,
sure.
But I agree that the two should be linked together because one is sort of buried in the report and then the other one is an appendix, so it might be more easy to find, basically. So if they're referenced together, then it's clear as to what they are.
Yep.
So Greg, how does this
opinion.
Can I get you to read this sentence?
Mr. Chair, members, our understanding of Ms. Myrie's motion is to add a sentence at the end of the second paragraph on page 6, which provides, quote, upon advice of the Attorney General's office, the council understands it is within its legal authority to make this recommendation. One member filed a minority report, which is included in the appendix.
To consider having that be a footnote to the first sentence of that paragraph rather than a sentence at the end of the paragraph.
Where's that, Charles? Repeat yourself, please.
Does it make sense to have that be a footnote to that paragraph at the end of the first sentence rather than inserting it at the end of the paragraph?
Oh. In between sessions and instead there.
Yeah. Footnote one and then just put it at the bottom.
Ms. Myrie, do you have any opinion on that?
I'm agreeable to that.
Mr. Boyle?
I'm not agreeable, but I can count.
Hey, do we?
I'm sure the committee has opinions on global warming and everything else. The Attorney General is basically saying you can give your opinions. It's not illegal. I think it reflects on this committee that our explanation as to the prescribed salary never has gotten out with all the factors that we weighed, which does a disservice to the people that we vote. So it's more than I can count. It's a mistake we made by going beyond what we were designated to do to prescribe the salary and give the rationale, which is in the enabling legislation and the constitutional amendment. So it is more than I can count.
I don't believe it should be a footnote. It should be included in the paragraph as indicated. The reason for that is there are no other footnotes in the report. It clearly brings it full force to the front page, and I don't think that's what we're about. What we're about is setting the salary. So I don't agree it should be a footnote.
I'm not sure where we are. I don't think we have a motion that it's be included as a footnote. Do we?
Well, if Gloria's motion, I would go back to her and what does she want the motion to be?
Or an amendment.
I do not feel strongly about footnote or paragraph, and I respect so much the time and energy that everyone has put into this and that we're down to footnotes and paragraphs. I think we have poured way more energy into this than will be appreciated of it.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? I'm going to say that the idea of a footnote was discussed, but that we decided to go with regular text.
I agree with Diana. I think the footnote, making it a footnote, gives it more prominence than it deserves. You know, that's when you write legal briefs and you only have one footnote in the whole brief. Everybody reads the footnote.
I'm fine with that.
I believe my motion was to have it in the paragraph. I would restate my motion. Add the language that was.
I'm not sure. Is there a second to?
I would second that.
Okay, second. Is there any more discussion? If not, clerk can call a roll.
Yes.
This is for the addition to that paragraph now. This isn't for the entire report. Okay.
Chair Stinson?
Aye.
Boyle?
Aye.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Cannon?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Myrie?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Pugh?
Aye.
Crystal?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmus?
Aye.
Whitty?
Aye.
15, aye.
Okay, Mr. Fox.
On page 8 of the report under lodging.
I'm sorry, what page?
Page 8, lodging. The second paragraph, it says the maximum amount is $1,800 per month for an annual maximum of $3,240. The annual maximum should be 21.6.
Yes.
And I note from the reading that I've done that our legislators have never hit that maximum, and most of them look like they must be sharing rooms with others and have been very judicious about how they spend money on this particular expense.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
And members, you catch one of a couple of errors that we found when we've been doing fact-checking on the report with other staff. The $32,400 is the biennial amount, so I mistakenly reported it as an annual amount. So I was going to raise near the end of your discussion the fact that staff are still continuing to fact-check the report, and it'd be helpful to give the chair some ability to make technical corrections like this in the report as we find them.
So why would that be 324 for an annual amount? Wouldn't it be
for a biennial amount?
Biennial.
Why would it be 324 when 21.6 is 12 times?
Mr. Chair, that was the correction that was pointed out by one of the legislative staff from the budget offices, and we need to pursue that.
We need to check that. Fact check the fact checker.
Yes. As there's also a clarification that's needed on the last paragraph under communications. We need to be clear that the it seems to imply that only for senators that if they don't provide receipts that communications allowance is treated as income. That also applies to members of the House. So we just need to add some more language there. Or at least have it be an understanding by the members. If you want it to be formal, that's oftentimes done as well.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion that the chair be given the limited responsibility to make technical changes to the report that come about because of fact-checking and things like that. Any discussion? If not, call the roll.
Chair Stinson?
Aye.
Boyle?
Aye.
Burleson?
Aye.
Donahue?
Aye.
Fox?
Aye.
Cannon?
Aye.
Joy?
Aye.
McElroy?
Aye.
Myrie?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Hugh?
Aye.
Whistle?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmes?
Aye.
Woody?
Aye.
59-1.
Okay. Now I'm lost. We got something else under discussion or?
We have to vote for approval of the report as amended.
Yeah.
I have two things that I'd like to bring up before we do that. One is that the report, as I read it, didn't address the salaries of leadership. And I thought we should say something about that, I mean, just describe what they get, which is that they get an augmentation by statute. And I think we ought to at least say that so people know that we're aware of the fact that there's six people, I think, who get that, and that we do that.
So we want them to be able to continue to get that.
Yeah, we're not trying to recommend against it. I just, we recognize all the other benefits, but I don't want somebody to say, and they didn't even know that, the leadership gets an augmentation. So I thought we should have that in there.
Okay, so this is descriptive.
Yes, descriptive, not a recommendation, anything like that. Just says what they get to describes the staff.
So is there some point in the report where we discussed that we considered everything? Did you want to add that? Or is the supplement on the report?
Well, I'd put it in the report. I'd put it in under a separate heading, and I would just call it, supplemental salary for leadership, and then describe what they get. It was described to us in our meetings. I just think we ought to acknowledge that we describe the retirement benefits and the like, and I think we ought to do that too.
I just want to say the committee understands.
So you basically think there's insurance, there's retirement. Somewhere in there, you just put a separate paragraph that says leadership supplement. We reviewed that, what exactly did you want it to say?
I just wanted to describe the augmentation. When it says, we can put it under other benefits, or we could put it at the end of salary, either place, and all it has to say is that the council understands and describe the benefit. And if, in fact, you want to circulate that, I suppose we can, because I expect you're going to circulate your technical corrections as well before the report's final. But I just think you ought to recognize that.
Well, we should let him just write it out, because he'll write it out accurately.
Yes.
We want to make sure this is done and approved. And I trust that the chair will properly add that. So could you make a motion?
So my motion is to add a description of supplemental pay for leadership in the House and Senate.
Second.
Any discussion?
I would just like to make sure that it basically just acknowledges the fact that we're aware of it, just like we are of the other benefits, and that
it's probably
we're aware it's part of the package, because it's not something that we were considering or prescribing. I just think it kind of falls into all the other things, so that it's out there.
Since it's only a sentence or two, maybe we could come up with language right now, Greg.
Sure. I'm thinking that we would put it on page 8 after communications, but the same level heading as communications. Mr. Chair and members, a sentence might provide something like, the council recognizes that under Minnesota statutes, chapter 3 something, there is a leadership differential provided to up to three members of the House and three members of the Senate.
What's the amount of the difference?
It's 140%.
Thank you. let's say that too. If you say that too, I'm good with the language.
Is it specified as 140%, or is there a difference that they can choose to do 90?
Split one.
95 and 5.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right.
It's 140%, Mr. Chair.
It's 140%, but can't they split?
Because I think the House has the Speaker, majority, minority leader, and the Senate has the Finance.
I think the Senate has the Finance and Tax Chairs. Okay.
The language of the statute provides the Senate Committee on Rules for the Senate and the House of Representatives Committee on Rules for the House of Representatives may each designate for their respective body up to 3 leadership positions to receive up to 140% of the compensation of other members. Mr. Chair, you're right that the Senate has in the past taken one of their 3 slots and divided it between 2 committee chairs.
Maybe just insert that.
Yeah, how about if we just insert
That language.
The language of the statute.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, the council understands that there is potential for supplemental pay for leadership as provided in whatever the statute is, and then quote it.
Certainly do that.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
That's easy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Can we call it a technical correction?
Okay, so we're going to call this a technical correction at this point, or should we vote on it?
Have us vote on it again.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion?
If you want a motion, I make a motion that we recognize supplemental compensation and a technical correction that shows that the council recognizes that phenomenon and quotes the statute that provides for that enhanced compensation.
Is there a
second? I'll second.
Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor? Oh, clerk.
Chair Stinson.
Aye.
Boyle.
Aye.
Burleson.
Aye.
Donahue.
Aye.
Fox.
Aye.
Hannon.
Aye.
Joy.
Aye.
McElroy.
Aye.
Myrie.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Pugh.
Aye.
Crystal.
Aye.
Vandenberg.
Aye.
Wilmus.
Aye.
Whitty.
Aye.
15. Aye.
Okay. Mr. Donner, you had something else.
My other thing was I had suggested to Greg that the order of, and this is more global, it's not a language thing, and I thought that the order of presentation in the report ought to not go from principles to per diem, but should go from principles to the rationale for salary. So I would move all of that material that is about how we decided the salary up right after the principles, so that, you know, because I know we've had some discussion about per diem and all of that, but I actually think that this thing is almost entirely about the salary and why we decided that. And I don't want to have anybody who reads the report to get the impression that we just spent all of our time talking about per diem. And so I thought the rationale ought to come first. And, you know, that's sort of a major change in the report. And, you know, I don't really, well, that's sort of, that was my suggestion. And that's a bigger change. And that's what I think you ought to do. I'm interested in what others think.
Why don't we just move it to the second and then have a discussion and get it over with?
All right, I'm moving that. I'm moving that we move the in the report.
I'd second that. Well,
yeah,
okay. We gotta get done.
I agree with the point.
I know what you're saying.
Do it. It just makes sense.
I think it makes sense.
My motion is to move the rationale discussion to page 4 before the discussion on per diem.
Okay, I'll second that.
There you go. Thank you.
Where is the rationale discussion? What page is that now?
Starts page 9.
Pardon me?
It starts on page 9.
Okay.
And it goes for the rest of the report.
So you're suggesting it starts on page 9 from comparable salaries?
I think you need some introduction material there, but
that would be the point.
But that's the idea, is to take that material that starts on 9.
Okay.
And goes to the end of the report and move it up earlier in the report. My suggestion is on page 4. And if Greg thinks it fits some better somewhere else, I'm willing to have him do that too. I just thought we should talk about salary first.
All you have to do is just put above comparable salaries rationale as to the prescribed salary, and then all that then is delivered as subtext. I think that's your point. That's an excellent point.
I think
so
that
then where exactly are you skipping the preview at the very end then? Of what is now the very end of the report?
No, it's going to be on page 4, Deb. Just
no, I'm saying where you're putting it. Are you putting it at the very end? Then, right before the appendix of documents
is attached? First thing after rationale, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
I think the suggestion is that we go to the start, we take from 9 to 12 and move that in front of per diem. And then.
Okay, so just those paragraphs.
Yes.
Yeah, those.
Okay, that's what I was trying to explain.
Right. But there needs to be, I think, some introduction material, because it's a little abrupt.
No, I got that. I just wanted to figure out what all you were looking for.
Yeah, it's.
And now I get it.
Okay.
9 through 13, right? 9 through 13 moves ahead onto page 4, and then everything flows after that.
Right.
4 to 9. And 4 to 9.
So the report will end with the section budget forecast, mm-hmm. and then the last sentence on 13, the council formally adopted.
Yeah, right, yes. Or something like that?
Yeah. Bold
time. Yeah, we should separate it out in some way.
Yeah.
I think conclusion is a normal one. The auditor's reports and the attorney's briefs, the conclusion is a normal title.
It's an auditor's conclusion. I like it.
What we need.
Okay, is there any more discussion? Do you want to summarize what you think the recommendation is, Greg?
Mr. Chair and members, I understand Mr. Donahue's motion to be to move the sections on that begin on page 9, comparable salaries and rationale, to earlier in the report, following principles. And to add a sentence of introduction to that discussion. And then finally to denote the last sentence by a conclusion heading.
Exactly so.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we modify the report in this in the way that Mr. Hubinger has described. Any more discussion?
Yes. We have one question on another point, if you want to hold that one.
Okay, let's vote this one.
Chair Simpson.
Aye.
Boyle.
Aye.
Burleson.
Aye.
Donahue.
Aye.
Fox.
Aye.
Adam.
Aye.
Joy.
Aye.
McElroy.
Aye.
Benson. Myrie.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Pew.
Aye.
Twistle.
Aye.
Vandenberg.
Aye.
Wilmus.
Aye.
Witte.
Aye.
15 aye.
Okay, Mr. McElroy, you have...
This may be too small a point, but would it be helpful to put in the background of the report the number of legislators that there are in Minnesota, so a reader of this gets that information? Or somewhere in there?
So if I understand what... you're saying is on page 2 in the third paragraph, the second line, to prescribe salaries of Minnesota's 201 legislators and Minnesota's 134 representatives and 67 state senators.
Yes.
Are you moving that?
Yes.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I like the idea. I think it gives some clarity.
Okay. Clerk can call on the roll.
Chair Stinson.
Aye.
Boyle.
Aye.
Burleson.
Aye.
Donahue.
Aye.
Fox.
Aye.
Hannon.
Aye.
Joy.
Aye.
McElroy.
Aye.
Benson. Myrie.
Aye.
Deb Olson.
Aye.
Pew.
Aye.
Twistle.
Aye.
Vandenberg.
Aye.
Wilmus.
Aye.
Witte. Aye. 14 aye.
Should we leave it open so Gloria, who's left the room, can be counted? Or?
Yes. Clearly have the authority to do that.
Yeah, let's just leave it open until she gets back. Are there any other items that we need to discuss? While we have a little bit of time, I think that I want to... Oh, here she comes. We're waiting for your vote.
The question is,
what am I voting on? Adding the number of legislators. There's so many House members. I like so it. Let's seven. Do it.
I vote yes.
Crucial vote.
15 ayes.
Is there anything else that needs to be covered? Before we vote on the report, I want to express my thanks to Greg Hubinger and Sally Olson and Casey Gurkovich for the work that they've done. I think we've benefited enormously from the staff work that's been done for us. And so I think that the record should note that the committee was enthusiastic in their approval of the work that the staff had done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, if there isn't anything else come up, this is the final item that we have, which is to vote on the report, transmittal of the report. Yes?
Chair Smith, I don't know if this is the appropriate time or after, but is it possible that we could have the Attorney General weigh in on the discussion that is occurring right now from Speaker Dowd's office on whether or not there is any authority for the body to not accept what has been prescribed here by the council and the Constitution?
I'm not sure that the Attorney General has the authority to speak officially on the record on this, and so I can be corrected if you want to correct me, but
I don't have any comments.
Yeah.
I think that might have to be made by the Attorney General after he makes his position as a matter of record, that kind of stuff. So we have to defer right now.
That's fine. I was just wondering.
They're glad to give you my opinion.
I'm sure you would.
So I might actually share that.
Well, I think you do.
We probably all do.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The Constitution and the amendment are clear on this issue. It shall prescribe, it's period. So we do agree, and we're of different parties, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't. The law says, as somebody discussed with me at breakfast, I mean, the Constitution is very important. The Minnesota Constitution is very important. The law is very important. And they were clearly stated. I think you agree with that.
I do.
Thank you. And I mean that with all sincerity. Most lawyers do agree, because the law is supposed to be clear.
Can I move the
yes.
approval of the report?
I'll second.
As the mandate subject to our amendments.
Yeah. It's been moved and seconded that the report as amended be accepted. All in, or the clerk can call the roll.
Chair Stinson.
Aye.
Boyle.
Aye.
Burleson.
Aye.
Donahue.
Aye.
Fox.
Aye.
Hannon.
Aye.
Joy.
Aye.
McElroy.
Aye.
Benson. Myrie.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Pugh.
Aye.
Twistle.
Aye.
Vandenberg.
Aye.
Wilmus.
Aye.
Witte.
Aye.
15 ayes.
Okay, well, we've pretty well exhausted our agenda here, run through our agenda. I want to thank each of you, too, for the attention you've paid to business here. I think that 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans, 2 from each congressional district, to have this much unanimity on a hard issue, and an issue that I really didn't know very much about at the start. I've learned a lot, and I really appreciate all of the work that all of you have put in as well. With that, I think we can take a motion to adjourn.
I would just also like to reiterate your thanks to the staff and also to Chairman for running this and doing this so well. And I think everybody, it was a great experience today for me, and I think that it was great to see all the participation of all members. And I'm sorry I wasn't there today.
I agree with Deb, and I think, Tom, you did a great job leading us as a group, and Greg and the staff folks just were superb.
Thank
as far
you.
As I was concerned. I was, you know, it was really fun to do.
Thank you, Greg and Tom.
Yes, and the final.
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
One quick question. We had a lot of advice early on of not talking to legislators through March 31st. Is that still?
I'll
double check the statute. I believe it's until the report is submitted.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
When will the report be submitted? Will it be today?
I doubt it.
Will we all get copies? We send us or tell us our send us a report when it's final?
No. Of course, yes.
A public document.
No, I really appreciate the fact that we have the votes that we have, but, you know, it is important that this message will be getting out today. And if we have voted on ending it, I would hope that we could sign off, you know, I realize it's St. Patrick's Day, more than most people would even understand, but my grandparents met on the boat, but it would be helpful to get that submitted so that when the existing legislators have any questions of us, we can respond. Most people would think it's over because it is over, and so I would hope we could just get it signed.
Well, I think we should have
we can't do anything
some direction in terms of is it March 31st? Is it when the report is issued?
The date the report is submitted.
So at least can we get an email that's been submitted?
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to be clear on that.
I'm hesitant to say that we would have this first submission today because I think we do need to do some fact checking.
Mm-hmm. Well, then just send us all an email that it's been submitted so we know that then we can talk to our legislators.
Right, because there's going to be inadvertent contact because people are going to believe that we're done today.
Which then you have to hang up on, so that's fine.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Is there a second?
A second.
Clerk can call the roll for the last time for this group.
Put the sheets away. Chair Stinson.
Aye.
Boyle.
Aye.
Burleson.
Aye.
Donahue.
Aye.
Fox.
Aye.
Cannon.
Aye.
Joy.
Aye.
McElroy.
Aye.
Myrie?
Aye.
Wilson?
Aye.
Two?
Aye.
Twistle?
Aye.
Vandenberg?
Aye.
Wilmus?
Aye.
Witte?
Aye.
15
ayes. Okay. With that, we're adjourned.